Brighton Festival 2018.
And as if by magic, Animale. What could that link to? Oh. Let's think. Wild animal noises, sounds. Hang on a moment. Fauna opens tomorrow at the Theatre Royal until Saturday. It's circus and dance, where the performers transform themselves into spiders, lemurs, tree frogs and birds of paradise. Rhiannon Cave Walker and Matt Pasque.
We should have changed, shouldn't we first?
Yeah, I'm like, please help me, Matt. Help me. Matt Pasque.
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 Rhiannon, I'll start with you.
C'est français.
Rhiannon Cave Walker. Yes. Bah alors, we have had the French people in here. I can do that. It is Matt Pasque. Qu'est-ce que tu veux, tu veux parler de ton pièce, là, alors?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, tell us a bit about Fauna, Matt, as I've so gracefully misnamed you.
Well, Fauna is a piece with five acrobats, me being one of them and Rhiannon being another, and one live musician. And he's a acoustic guitarist using loop pedals and like electronic boxes.
Percussive kind of.
Yeah, percussive
noises.
Style. Mm-hmm. And basically it's similarities and differences between human naivety, shall we say, and the animal kingdom, like more instinctive attributes of humans and animals. It's pretty abstract. It's not that we ever imitate an animal. You can perceive it to be what it is. Mm. We move in a way, and we talk with our bodies. There's no speech in it. It's purely physical
language.
Well, because I'm looking at you both, you're both sitting on the chairs now. Matt, you're sort of astride your chair, and Rhiannon, you've got your feet up and your legs kind of crossed. I can see the body movement already is that is there. You're sort of there's very dynamic movement. My other guests will come in and sit sort of, you know, feet, knees together in front of the microphone. You're both like, right, this is my body language.
There's nothing normal about us. No.
So I think it's called sprawling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how does that, I mean, does that sort of relaxing with your body and do that, does that help when you're creating a piece like this then?
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, all of us in the company, we're all really close friends, all six of us, and we've all trained together and been friends with each other for many years. So, like, the physicality on and off stage is really close and very expressive. And so that also is in our personalities as well. So all this expressive kind of, yeah, movement and the relationship between all of us, that's really evident in our show.
Because this also combines it's circus, it's dance, it's physical theatre, it's acrobatics. Mm. As well as that friendship, you need to have a huge element of trust in each other, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a lot, so much so. I mean, that is a huge thing just in circus in general that people comment on is the trust in between the performers, as well as we have trust also in our musician, you know, to work alongside us live on stage, to follow us and kind of narrate our movement. But definitely, as like individuals, we're all so close and have a lot of trust in each other, like within physical movement, as well as kind of like trusting each other to have our backs on and off stage.
Yeah, because we've created this entirely from that our own, you know, heads and with the musician. So we kind of have composed the music with him. So it's all bespoke. So
I was looking at some of your videos, actually, and the movements, they are very, very impressive. They're very animal-like. Mm. So some of them are you moving individually? So are they kind of, you know, snaking across the stage floor? And some of them you are actually creating with sort of three or four of you, an animal. I mean, it must have been quite a lot of fun to get it right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is, like what Matt said, like the whole show and also the animalistic characteristics in it is very abstract. So, yes, we are being and behaving animalistically. Can you say it?
Yeah.
We'll allow it.
We'll allow it. But we're not actually, like, narrating specific characters. We are actually, like, creating, even as a duo or in a trio or as a whole collective, kind of our own animalistic, what do you call it?
Tendencies?
Yeah.
And you'll see when you come and see the show, everyone, that there's different bits that you could perceive as being, you know, that could clearly be, you know, a dog or a scorpion or something, and it's easier to see. And then there's much more abstract scenes where it's an organism, you know, and you couldn't tell what it specifically is.
That's what, I mean, I found interesting looking at a very short video that's on the Brighton Festival website. So if you're not sure what these guys are actually doing or talking about, do have a look at that quick excerpt on the Brighton Festival website of Fauna. And for me, you know, if anyone's thinking, oh, it's like little kids doing bunny rabbits, well, no, it's not. You know, the movement was fascinating, and that how close we are as humans to animal movement and managing to integrate the two. So the movement, you're thinking, hang on, are they doing an animal now, or is that a human? And what do I move like that? That I found that fascinating. Mm. Did that come naturally, or was there a lot of sort of practice and saying, hang on, do that again? What that?
It all kind of came quite organically.
Yeah, bits really. And bobs, really. Like, there were bits that we were like, yeah, that's good, keep that, try and...
Who's the best spider and who's the best bird of paradise, then?
You're fighting over being the tree frog.
Yes, that's it. I mean, it is hard because they do all merge in together, you know, but the characters also come from, like, essence of ourselves and our personalities. That's how we derive the movement or developing the characters, because there have been moments where we've sat down and kind of talked about, oh, okay, what kind of animal, if you were an animal, what kind of animal are you? And we weren't trying to, like, pinpoint anything specific. It was more like just insight for inspiration.
It was like harnessing the rawness, really, of each of us.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, I took my inner recluse... And, you know, you were heightened your kind of hyperactivity.
Squirrelness. You know,
yeah, it's kind of these extremes in people's personalities and.
But you're an international ensemble, although you're based in Sweden. I was wondering how you all got together, because you all seem to have very different backgrounds. So Matt, your background's martial arts.
Yeah.
And Rhiannon, yours is in the circus. At age four, you ran away to join the circus.
That's it. Yes, I did. I didn't really run away. My parents were just like, please go, harness that energy. And so, yeah, no, we're an eclectic mix. You know, we do have like lots of circus or martial arts, gymnastics. And Geordie. Yeah.
He's a finger gymnast.
Yeah.
With a instrument, by the way.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Moving swiftly on. The show is actually for anyone over four, I think it says on the thing, just so anyone was wondering about the finger activities going on. And you've got a matinee. I was thinking to do that twice in a day must be exhausting.
Yeah, we're not doing it twice in a day here, but we have.
Yeah.
It's just on the Saturday, it's just one show.
So it's just the matinee, 2:30 on Saturday.
But yeah, it's pretty tiring. We've done it twice before and we wouldn't want to do it more than that.
Yeah,
rather physical.
Yeah, it's physical, but then also, you know, we put all our emotional energy into it too, because we love the show and it's been created so close to our hearts, and it's a personal kind of artistic expression, I guess. So definitely doing two shows or more and trying to, it's exhausting, but somehow also the last show, you can always pull something extra out.
Normally the last show is better because you know, it's...
You're not obviously kind of harnessing your energy, yeah.
Wow, okay. So you've toured Fauna globally and you've won awards at Edinburgh and Adelaide Fringe Festivals, you know, which I think tells people that you must go and see Fauna.
It's a clap, clap, thumbs up, isn't it?
Yeah. What does it mean to you to be performing in Brighton at the Brighton Festival?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, also kind of stepping up and performing in the festivals rather than the fringes is also, you know, we're honoured to be a part of it.
Yeah, to be able to be in the theatre.
Yeah. Rather than just floating in tents as well, which we do love. And it's nice to kind of be in the roots of it. But performing in theatres is always that little bit nicer for us, because we can harness the energy and it's a lot more focused.
Yeah, and the lighting is always better.
Yeah.
And it's quite lighting dependent, the show.
And I think you haven't yet been to the Theatre Royal, but when you go there, you will go, wow, this is perfect.
Nice.
It's such a lovely, it's a sort of chocolate box version of a theatre. So if you take the perfect kind of London West End theatre and minimalise it, you've got the Theatre Royal. It's quite magical.
Yeah,
very, very, very historic place. Well, Rhiannon Cave Walker and Matt Pasquet from Fauna opens tomorrow. That's Wednesday at the Theatre Royal. Runs through until Saturday. So if you've not already grabbed your tickets, go to brightonfestival.org. Nab your tickets. Go to Theatre Royal box office. Go to the Dome box office. Grab your tickets, guys. I think this is going to be a bit of a festival hot
Don't
ticket.
Miss out.
Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Reverb.
Thanks for having us.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.